Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Hi, I'm Lillian, and I'm going to play an old-time tune called Big Eyed Rabbit in cross G tuning.
Fiddler Lillian Chase is young. She was born in 2003, but she is the steward of a centuries-old musical tradition of her native Blue Ridge Mountains. Raised in a family that has been living in the mountains for six generations, Lillian had an early ear for Appalachian music. At the age of four, she decided that she wanted to play the fiddle, and 2 years later, began to learn the instrument. An accomplished musician in a variety of genres, including old-time, bluegrass, and classical, Lillian exemplifies the stylistic versatility for which musicians around Asheville, North Carolina, are known. After being introduced to the fiddle by Gina Caldwell, she took old-time fiddle lessons with Michael Ismerio and later studied closely with master fiddler Arvel Freeman. Arvel is a North Carolina Heritage Award winner, known for his smooth fiddling in the long bow style, blending elements of both bluegrass and old-time music into a fiddle style that's a distinctively North Carolina mountain sound. Lillian is taking that special regional sound and introducing it to audiences near and far. She plays in concerts and contests throughout the mountains, and in 2017 traveled to Maine to receive the Young Artist of the Year Award from the Acadia School of Traditional Music and Arts. That same year, when she was only 13, she recorded her first album called Playing Favorites. Mountain music fans will be hearing a lot from Lillian Chase in the years to come. Be sure and try to catch her when she plays at one of the many venues and festivals along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rock's in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.